嗨，大家好，我是 Tara， 欢迎来到我们音频版词汇集的第五集。今天我们来一起学习和友谊、家人、两性关系以及性格有关的表达。首先是友谊，首先是学习一些和朋友啊、社交有关的表达。注意，当我们都是成年人了，是大人的情况下，我们不会用说 play with friends 啊，我们不会说跟朋友玩。中文说，哎，我出去跟朋友玩一下。在英语的不会说 Oh, I'm gonna go out and play with my friends unless you are a kid,a young child. 除非你是个小孩子、小宝宝。那么去说跟朋友出去玩啊，中文的这种玩该怎么说呢？你就是 hang out with friends. I enjoy hanging out with my friends. I enjoy spending time with my friends. Spend time with my friends, yeah, okay. I love meeting up with my friends, I love meeting up with people, I enjoy socializing with people. 那么这些都是一些可以讲的，就是描绘跟朋友在一起玩的一些这个一些表达。朋友的表达 your friends, and then if you want to talk about someone who's really, really close to you, you can say close friends. 这个亲近的朋友 good friend, that she's a good friend of mine. She's my best friend. 这个从小一起都会一起长大的这种叫什么 childhood friend。然后接下来是我们有的时候会讲到伙伴，就比如说什么什么一起去健身房健身的这种伙伴，一起学习的这种伙伴就叫 buddy, 伙计伙伴。比如说 my workout buddy, she's my workout buddy, we go to the gym every day.Tom is my study buddy, 学习的这种对子小伙伴study buddy, workout buddy. 那么 pal, 这个是也是朋友，是一个比较有点古的表达，我们经常会现在会说的 pen pal, 就是指的是笔友，但是现在很少有 pen pal, 所以 pal 这个表达也不是特别特别常见，除非有时候你打招呼故意闹着玩说，哎，hey, pal, 朋友伙计Hey buddy, hey pal, 有的时候我们跟一些小男孩小男宝宝打招呼，有时候会用到 buddy pal 这样的词，显得很熟，哎，小伙子， hey buddy, hey pal, 那么 peer 呢，这个词指的是同龄人同龄人，所以有一个词叫做 peer pressure, 表示就是这种来自于同龄人的这种人群的这种压力，比如说 teenagers always start smoking because of peer pressure, 很多这个青少年开始抽烟都是因为群体的压力。还有一个词叫做 acquaintance, 表示 someone you know, but you're not really close to that person. You're not really friends yet. 你们可能还不是朋友，只是认识。I know this person, you know each other, but not very well. So it's just someone you know. You can say she's just an acquaintance. Okay.我们有的时候会说这个增进友谊这样子的表达。增进友谊呢，其实有一个非常非常地道表作叫做 bind with somebody, bind 这个词作为名动词叫做捆绑。When you bind with somebody, that means you become closer. You become closer friends, bind with somebody. 当然如果你非要说什么增进友谊，友谊提到友谊这个词，你可以说 build stronger friendship.Strengthen our friendship, make our friendship stronger, make the friendship stronger, strengthen our friendship. 可能会有这样子表达 build stronger friendship with someone. 然后呢，接下来如果想说两个人彼此有很多很多的共通之处 ，we have a lot in common. We have a lot in common. 一个是 we have.A lot of things in common. We have a lot of things in common. We have a lot in common. We are so similar. We are so similar. We are like twins. We are like inseparable. 无法分割，像双胞胎一样关系很好。We are so similar. 有时你会说 we are like two of a kind. 我们两个人简直就是一毛一样，就像是叫什么一个应该怎么说，就是我们是像是从一个模具里制作出来的。 We are like two of a kind. 然后如果想说你跟你的朋友相处特别愉快，你可以说 Oh, my friend and I really enjoy each other's company. We really enjoy spending time together. We really enjoy each other's company. 享受彼此的陪伴。Enjoy each other's company. We get along. We get along. That means you really have a good time together. We get along. We get along so well with each other. 接下来 you need a friend to be there for you. Friends are always there for you. Be there for somebody 表示永远支持 someone,support someone. So you need a friend to be there for you. That's what friends are for, right? To support you no matter what. To have a shoulder to cry on. That's the meaning of having a friend. That's the meaning of friendships, right? You always need a friend to be there for you.To support you no matter what, and to have a shoulder to cry on, and that's what friends are for. 好，接下来和朋友吵架有关的表达。When you argue with somebody, you have a fight. You have a fight, you fall out with somebody, you have a fallout, you have a quarrel. 有拌嘴，斗了几句啊，这种 have a quarrel, have words. They had words last night, they...had a fight. They're always at odds when it comes to making decisions together. 就表示他们总是意见不统一。They're always at odds. Be at odds when it comes to something. They're always at odds when it comes to making decisions together. They had words one day and fell out, but they chatted about it and cleared the air. 这个扫除空气是什么意思？就是表示他们移除了这份误会，他们澄清了这件事情，然后又重新修复了关系 ，clear the air. Okay, when you have arguments with somebody, you can't agree to each other. That means you can't agree to each other. You fail to agree with each other. You can't agree to disagree. 求同存异是什么怎么说啊 ？Agree to disagree. So you can't agree to disagree.还有接下来看彼此不顺眼，这个跟英语跟中文是很像的啊。A and B don't see eye to eye, they don't see each other eye to eye, 或者 A doesn't see eye to eye with B, B doesn't see eye to eye with A, they never see eye to eye. Okay, see eye to eye 表示同意彼此，但是我们往往是用否定的形式在用 ，they don't see eye to eye. Hold a grudge 表示 you.Are always bitter about something. You're always salty about something. You always remember 怀恨在心 Give somebody the silent treatment. That's what girls really, really hate when they have a fight with their boyfriends. When their boyfriends give them the silent treatment, that means they're not speaking to each other. They don't talk anymore. 那像那首歌 We don't talk anymore. We don't talk anymore. We don't talk anymore like we used to do. 所以说这个 give somebody the silent treatment, that means you don't talk anymore. You don't talk to each other anymore. Or you can say they are not on speaking terms. They're not on speaking terms. 冷战Now, someone is giving the other one a cold shoulder. A gives B a cold shoulder. 这都是冷战的意思。Give somebody the treatment, give somebody a cold shoulder. A and B are not on speaking terms. Patch things up, 表示修复关系。Patch things up between A and B. They finally patch things up between them. They finally patch up their relationship. They fixed, repaired.A broken friendship, okay. 家人啊，家人呢？如果你对于亲戚之间、朋友、亲戚这些关系啊，不知道该怎么去说，你可以去找这种 family tree， 可以去学一些家人和之间的这种亲戚之间的表达。首先是亲兄弟姐妹怎么说叫 siblings， 所以英语中经常有人会问你 ，Do you have any siblings? That means do you have Any brothers and sisters? 是那种直系的，就是亲姐姐、妹妹、哥哥、弟弟，你有吗 ？Do you have any siblings? No, I'm the only child in my family because of the one child only policy in China. Cousin 是表兄弟姐妹或堂兄弟姐妹都是 cousin， 这八个 relationships 都用 cousin 来替代。Grandparents 祖父母、爷爷奶奶、姥姥姥爷都是 grandparents。Aunt and uncle, 姨、姑姑、叔叔、舅舅，niece and nephew，这个是就是侄子、外甥或者外甥女儿还有像这个所有的这些非直系关亲属的这些关系，你都可以统称为 oh, they're just relatives，relatives 表示亲戚亲戚。好，接下来，I love my family。OK，family 它是一个统一的，就是一个统称，就是 everybody in your family。So 这是一个整体的东西，它用单数。所以在英语中我们会说 I love my family。You don't love your families unless you have more than one family，对吧？每个人都是只有一个家庭，除非你有很多家庭，所以会说 I love my families。Normally you say I love my family and my friends because you have more than one friends, but normally you don't have more than one family, right? So I love my family and friends. My family is everything to me. 用单数 my family is everything to me. My parents, 我的父母 my parents love me unconditionally, 无条件爱我。My parents are my backbone, 是我的后盾，我的后脊梁骨。有一句俚语叫做 "There's no place like home." There's no place like home. 哪里都比不上，金窝银窝不如自己家的，是狗窝吗？还是草窝？Home is where the heart is. 家就是心之所属。Home is where the heart is. 那么有一个词叫做 "take after." Take after，注意不是 "look after." Look after 表示照料，take after someone 表示，更就是。遗传了谁什么？往往这种很多时候我们可以用到，就是形容，比如说我的性格各方面是像谁呀，就可以用到这样的词啊。I take after my mom more than my father in terms of the personality。就性格而言，我是跟随我妈的，随谁啊？I take after my mother more than my father in terms of the personality。还有一个表达叫做 "Oh, runs in the family." It runs in the family 表示我们全家都是这样的，就是比如说。哎，有这个艺术家天赋啊，哦，that really runs in the family，全家我们全家都很有艺术天赋。Oh, you know, your the dinner is amazing. Thank you for cooking 啊，你晚饭做的真棒，哎，这个做的真好吃。I love cooking and my whole family loves cooking. So, you know, I guess it just runs in the family. The love for food 啊，对于食物的钟爱就是 this is something that runs in the family。这种东西不光是，可能最初是讲的是一些疾病一类的就全家人都有心血管疾病，都有癌症，怎么这一类的倾向。但是后来慢慢就衍生成了一些，除了讲疾病遗传的一些东西病理的东西，更多还可以指的是就是一些性格呀、爱好啊、文化特色啊。所以说，OK，it's not just limited to talking about diseases。那在这里，你可以也可以说疾病，heart disease really runs in my family. It means that many members of the family have that kind of quality, or that kind of skill, that kind of disease, that kind of problem, or that kind of habit, that kind of interest, right? It's in my blood. It's in my blood. The food, the love for food, 对于食物的钟爱，it's in my blood. I love food。当你想说长得特别像谁，你可以用一个这样夸张的表达说：“I'm like the splitting image of my father's. I'm like the splitting image，表示就像是一个翻版的谁一样。I'm like the splitting，把这个照片翻过来。I'm like the splitting image of my mother. I look exactly like my father. I look exactly like my aunt. I look exactly like my uncle.” I resemble my mother a lot. I resemble my cousin a lot. I resemble my grandma a lot. Resemble somebody? Look like somebody? 这都是一些表达。当你说跟随谁的脚步，步谁的后尘，想要做同样，比如说，往往指的是接管什么一些事业。你可以说，follow in someone's steps. I've decided to follow in my father's footsteps. Follow in someone's footsteps. I decided to follow in my father's footsteps and become a lawyer in the future. I decided to follow in my mother's footsteps and become a nurse in the future. I decided to follow in my grandfather's footsteps and become a doctor in the future. 掌上宝啊，这个掌上明珠，你可以说 the apple of our eye。在这里不要问为什么，不是 our eyes，这就是 that's the way it is，就是这么说 the apple of someone's eye。My grandson is the apple of our eye。I'm the pride and joy of my parents。啊，我是让我父母的这个非常啊掌上明珠骄傲的啊这个孩子。I'm the pride and joy of my parents。然后呢，接下来再讲一些俚语啊。Somebody wears the pants in the family 表示 someone is the leader in the family。啊，是家中的领导者。My mother definitely wears the pants in my family。My father wears the pants in my family。He's the boss. He's the decision maker. My father is the breadwinner in my family. Breadwinner means that person. If you are the breadwinner in your family, that means you are the one who provides for the family, who's the one who's really making the money. 挣钱的那个，养家的那个。So you're the breadwinner, 把面包带回来的那个。那我们经常说面包其实指代就是钱嘛。The breadwinner。啊，you could say, oh, my father is the breadwinner in my family, but actually, my mom is the one who's really wearing the pants. She makes all kinds of decisions, big ones and small ones. She's like the leader. She's like the boss, the queen in our family. 很好，这个表达特别地道。Breadwinner, wear the pants, provide for，这也是表示养家，support the family, provide for the family。我不是含着金汤匙出生的，在英语叫做银汤匙。I wasn't born with a silver spoon in my mouth. Born with a silver spoon，含着银汤匙出生的。OK，讲完了家庭之后，我们现在来学习跟两性关系有关的表达，这也比较有意思啊。这个可以用在你跟你的另一半之间，也可以去聊一些其他的周围的一些情侣之间的话题，soulmate。A. Jack is Rose's soulmate. 杰克是肉丝的灵伴啊，soulmate 灵伴。Do you believe in soulmates? 你相信灵魂伴侣这件事情吗？They are made for each other. 他们是天造地设的一对儿，这也跟中文一样的。They are made for each other. They're so meant to be. Meant to be 表示 they meant to be together. 他们真的是应该在一起的，该是一对儿。嗯，天生一对儿。They are just perfect for each other. They have a strong connection. They have such a strong connection. 表示默契感很强。He can totally get her. My boyfriend totally gets me. 啊，表示 My boyfriend really, really understands me. We have a very strong connection between ourselves. 就是很有默契感，特别的懂我。Get somebody. I totally get you. She totally gets me. They really hit it off. Hit it off. 在这里不光指的是 between boyfriends and girlfriends，它有时候也表示朋友之间特别的投机啊，相聊甚欢，特别的投机投缘儿。你就可以说，Oh, we really hit it off. Even though we just met each other yesterday, but we really hit it off. They are inseparable. 我们刚刚讲过了，twins, friends, inseparable. You can also use this word to describe couples. They really get along well. They really get along. They have endless topics to talk about. They've been together for 15 years. They know each other inside out. Know each other inside out 表示啊，就特别懂彼此，就是从里到外都明白。那正过来反过去都明白。They know each other inside out. He feels crazy about this girl. When you feel crazy about someone, that means you're in love. You already fell in love with this person. So fall in love，注意爱，注坠入爱河，或者是 fell in love。Sometimes you don't say fall in love, that sounds really formal and a little bit too much. 有时候太多，你会说，oh, I really fall for this guy. I really fall, 就拜倒在这个人的石榴裤下。I really fall for this guy. My sister always falls for the wrong guy. 她总是会爱错人，嫁错郎啊。They are so in love. They are so in love. There were ups and downs in their relationship，表示感情中很多起起伏伏。曾经，there were ups and downs，起起伏伏。There were ups and downs in their relationship。They're getting back together，要复合了，他们马上要复合。They are getting back together。They broke up。They broke up yesterday，表示两个人分手了，同时分手。而一方把另一方甩掉，你可以文雅一点的说 A broke up with B。That means A is the one who initiated。 the topic who decide to just finish the relationship. A breaks up with B, 表示 A 把 B 甩了。当然你可以说 Oh, B just got dumped yesterday. 被踢了 被踹了被丢了。Dump 表示扔、啊、被扔了。She got dumped. 这话很难听啊。You don't really say that unless, I don't know, you are gossiping about someone you really, really hate.除非你是八卦你特别讨厌的人你可以说 Oh, she got dumped 就是有一种大快人心的感觉 Normally, it's really mean to say that You don't really say it like that 一般他有点刻薄不会有人这么说啊 She decided to leave him Leave somebody 离开就分手了 They're not together anymore 也很隐晦 They're not together anymore They were able to patch up their relationship And now they're happy again Patch upYou can patch up your friendship and also your relationship. Walk down the aisle together. Walk down the aisle together 表示结婚、walk down the aisle. This is slang, 是俚语 This is an idiom. Walk down the aisle. The aisle here is the aisle in the church that you walk down. 是那种教堂里的那种两排椅子中间的那条狭窄的通道那个是 the aisle.So walk down the aisle together. They finally decided to walk down the aisle together this summer. Settle down. Settle down means you choose somebody and you get married. That kind of implies something a little bit negative. 是有点贬义的成分。当你 settle down in a relationship, that means you're not completely happy. You're just okay with it.就是你还 OK, 你不是特别喜欢一个人但是你就觉得凑合吧就有点这意思 settle down. 你说 girls tend to choose to settle down after 30. 女孩三十岁以后往往就会下嫁凑合。Girls tend to choose to settle down after 30. Tie the knot. That's the same with, that's the same as walk down the aisle. It's the same thing. Tie the knot means 喜结连理把这个打了一个结儿同心结儿 tie the knot.Decided to tie the knot, decided to walk down the aisle together this summer. 你也可以说 this guy finally popped a question, 表示求婚了相当于 proposed to someone. Popped a question, 表示问了这个问题 What question? The question, the question of will you marry me? 这就是一个约定俗成当你说 oh, if he finally popped the question, that means finally asked the girl to marry him.And once you pop the question, that means you are engaged. You are getting married. 要订婚了，马上要结婚了。You are getting married. You are engaged. Congratulations! Okay, 我们来到性格这一块了。性格其实 there are so many adjectives, phrases, vocabulary words to describe a person's personality. So here, I can't share with you everything. I'm just speaking what comes to mind 我把我想到的都列在这但肯定不全所以我只觉得把这里都涵盖了一些各个方面也是我在我自己素材里总结出来的一些我比较常用的但是肯定不是所有的所以大家呢就是抱着一个大概学着一部分比较好用的一个心态啊首先我们讲了一些社交性格比较外向的积极的这种你可以说 outgoing person someone is a really outgoing person she's reallyEasygoing, 很随和的 outgoing, 开朗的 extroverted, 外向的当然你可以说 an extrovert, this person is an extrovert, 表示是一个外向的人 an extrovert.Of course, you can say this person is a people person. 我们说了什么什么叫 person, 表示喜欢什么的人而你说 people person, that means this person really enjoys hanging out with people, talking to people. So, that's definitely a people person. Passionate.很有激情 Oh, what a passionate person. Very fun.特别有趣的特别有趣的有这种生活情趣的说话也有意思 有个性的这种人特别有趣 Fun, a fun person. 这个 a person who's really fun is different with a person who's really funny. Funny 表示 this person has a good sense of humor that makes people laugh all the time. 特别的搞笑的这种人 Hilarious, hilarious 表示搞笑 Oh, she's a hilarious person. She's funny. But that's different withA fun person.Talkative 表示很 chatty, 表示很能说能言就是善于、就是特别健谈的这种人、特别的在英语里可以叫这个 chatty, chatting. Sociable 很社交性的 good communicator. Oh, I love talking to a communicator, a good communicator, 善于沟通的人 charming, 有魅力的 charming, 迷人的性格的 charismatic, 有人格魅力的 very charismatic, full of charisma. Tara is a person who's full of charisma. OK, 那么你想说这个人非常的 reliable,表示什么值得信任的 reliable 这也是褒义的词对吧 reliable but because that means this person is really trustworthy 很可靠的 trustworthy reliable honest person 那么还有一个词 trustworthy 表示可靠 when you say someone is really trusting what does it mean it means this person really trusts other people 很信任他人的 she's a really trusting person OK 有的时候我们会说一个人非常接地气你可以说 this person is reallydown to earth 特别的直接 down to earth 接到地球上土地上接地气儿你也可以换一个词表示这个人非常的接地气儿你也可以说 grounded she's a very grounded person very very down to earth a real person very transparent 很透明的 transparent very easy to see through 相当于 not fake 你可以反过来 she's not fake at all一个人非常理性 rational 一个人非常情绪化敏感的表示 emotional rational and emotional strong minded 有主见的、when a person doesn't change his or her ideas and thoughts easily that means this person is very strong minded open minded 开明的 that means this person is very willing to accept new things or things that you know he or she doesn't agree withOr, you know, just things, just, you know, all kinds of things. New things,weird things, strange things, things that doesn't agree with that person. So that means this person, if you are willing to accept a lot of things, that means you are very, very open-minded. Approachable, 很好接近,表示很亲和, approachable person. Sincere, 真诚的, open, 真诚又善于分享的。Self-possessed 表示很酷很有操控力的那种非常的自持力很强表示 this person is very self-collected 就是很有自己的一个主心骨在应该是怎么说、啊、很有主心骨的意思那对应的这些比较内敛的内向的性格怎么说呢 you can say a person is very shy very reserved very introvertedThis person is an introvert. And you can say this person is quiet, it's careful. Or you can say this person is very sophisticated, 表示有城府的。Very, very sophisticated, very, very reserved, 又内敛又有城府的。然后你也可以说这个人 is like a closed book. When someone is a closed book, that means this person is very hard to read, hard to understand.And the opposite of this expression is someone is an open book. That means everybody can know this person. It's so easy. Everything is written on this person's face. It's like an open book. Everybody can read this book. Okay, get along with everybody. This person, she gets along with everybody. She's very fun to be with. You would never get bored when you are with this person. This person is so easy to talk to. 这些都是一些形容好相处的人的表达。Tara gets along with everybody. She's so fun to be with. You would never feel bored when you're with her. She's so easy to talk to. And this person has tons of friends. Has tons of friends, 表示朋友很多, very popular. She has very strong interpersonal skills. 人际关系交往能力的技巧很强。She is the go-to person when you feel bored.The go-to person 表示首选的人选是当你无聊时候首选的人选好这社交有关的一些性格然后还接下来跟才智聪明才智有关的一个人很聪明往往指的是比如说先天智商很高你可以说 this person is very intelligent very smart very clever very brainy brain 大脑加个 y brainy very brightmeans this person is really, really fast on thinking of things. 聪明理智的受过良好教育的你可以说 intellectual. That means this person is not just smart, but also very well educated. This person reads a lot of books. 博学多闻,饱读诗书的 Okay, you can say this person is very knowledgeable. And they're well-read, knowledgeable. 聪慧的，表示这个人很智慧的，总能做出正确选择的人。You can say this person is very wise, very far-sighted, 很远见的，有远见的。Very, very visionary, 有的时候 visionary, not visionary. 还有像这个反应快的 very quick. She's a very quick person, very quick in reaction and very sharp, very quick-witted, 表示反应很快，很诙谐，反应也很快速的反映出这种诙谐。然后当你想说某个人是天才的时候，你就说 Oh, she's a genius. 啊，然后当一个人说话很清晰，很聪明，口齿也很灵活，你就说 This person really enunciates and speak clearly. Really enunciates. This person really enunciates when she talks.俚语 bright as a button. This person is bright as a button. 像一颗纽扣那么聪明，也别问我为什么。That's the way it is. Bright as a button. Definitely not just a pretty face. This person is also very, very intellectual, very knowledgeable. Definitely not just a pretty face. Wise beyond someone's years. 这里 years 表示 age， 比某这个人他自己的年龄，实际年龄更加的智慧。She's definitely wise beyond her years.She's wise beyond her years. 幽默感 You can say this guy's funny, hilarious, humorous, have a great sense of humor. And sometimes you can be more specific. You can say, oh, this person, she has a weird sense of humor, has a very dry sense of humor. And this person, she's always with very, very corny jokes, 表示总是有很俗气的一些笑话。她的笑话很干，有很怪的点。With very lame jokes. She's always with very lame jokes. 她的笑话总是很低级趣味，很没劲。A witty person 表示诙谐幽默的人，往往是那种很高级的，很诙谐幽默。A prankster. Prank 表示恶作剧某人。Prankster 表示喜欢恶作剧的，是一个爱做恶作剧的人。A joker. She's a joker 表示她是一个爱开玩笑的人。Don't mind her.She's a joker. She's joking all the time. Don't mind this boy. He's a prankster. He's joking all the time. 善良的啊、kind-hearted, have a good heart, loving and caring, compassionate, 有同情心的 have a heart of gold. Have a heart of gold 等于 have a good heart, 有金子一般的心 Kind 等于 kind-hearted, affectionate.有情感的有爱心的这种状态你可以说 Your boyfriend is very affectionate Your dog could be very affectionate 你的狗很黏人很有爱的这种状态 A very friendly person A very respectful person Well-mannered person 这些都是跟礼貌啊善良的 Well-mannered A very mannerly person Very polite person 等等这些你还可以说这个人非常的 courteous, 谦逊的 considerate, 想往周到的 thoughtful, 等于 thoughtful, considerate and thoughtful, they're basically the same thing. And also the word nice, the easiest and the simplest word nice, 你可以说 she's such a nice person, 也很常见。好，接下来负面的一些形容词 unreliable, untrustworthy, hypocritical,特别的虚假虚伪的 hypocritical emotional it's a good thing but sometimes when you're over emotional that's just too much 过度的情绪化 over emotional arrogant 特别的傲慢 self-centered 以自我为中心的 egotistical 也是自妄自尊大的 fake a fake person 虚假的等于 hypocritical boring 无聊的 uptight 特别的就是紧绷的一种状态放不开 inflexible 不灵活的 dull 相当于 uninteresting 非常无趣的 annoying 讨厌人的 annoying dishonest 不诚实的 unpopular 不受欢迎的 greedy 贪婪的 sneaky sly devious shady 这些都是非常的狡猾的意思 sneaky sly devious shady they are the same thing narrow minded that's liketo oppose to the word open-minded 特别狭眼光各方面特别狭窄的 narrow-minded selfish self-centered 啊，这个已经讲过 self-centered。egocentric 也是 egotistical 一个意思 ，bossy 霸道的 ，aggressive 强势的 ，mean 很刻薄的 ，manipulative 表示这个人很操控他人的，非常的就是精明的操纵他人的 ，snobbish 非常的势利眼的，有虚荣心，非常非常势利眼的，所以说这个就是关于形容词，还有很多形容词我肯定是没列全，大家呢有什么疑问欢迎在微信上和我交流。好了，今天的这一期视频就到这里啦，拜。